5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we today, Bill?
I'm very well, Howard. Thank you. How are you?
I'm very well as well. Now, we're talking about something which is very important, really, pensions, and what we need to know about them today. They're a key to a financially secure retirement, so let's have a look at the key issues. So first of all, Bill, how is it important for retired British expats to keep on top of UK pension news, especially in these times?
Well, I think, you know, as you said, Howard, for many people, pensions are the key to what we might describe as a comfortable and non-worrying retirement. But of course, with Brexit still on the horizon, political uncertainty in the UK and more pension options than ever, it is, frankly, very difficult for an expatriate, even with the assistance of Professor Google, to establish what is the best approach, because there are so many what-ifs and imponderables within the calculations you need to make before you can determine which is the best pension option for you. And trying to make sure that you're aware of the current pension issues, whilst that sounds like a laudable challenge, it is important to stay abreast of these changes, but they are so frequent and frankly so complex in so many different areas that for the layman, and I mean no offence to anyone who has a smattering of pensions knowledge, but for the layman, understanding the pensions area is a minefield for the unwary. Indeed, in so many cases, you know, Blevins Franks is regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority in the UK, which means that our clients have that protection, if you like. They also have access to an English language service that is there for the benefit of the client. It is a requirement of the Financial Conduct Authority that if you are to make a pension transfer of certain types of pension transfer, you have to be advised by a regulated and registered advisor who has passed examinations specifically in the area of pensions. And in general terms, that would be an individual who specialises in pensions alone and does nothing else. And of course, we have those regulated and registered individuals at Blevins Franks. But I say that only to indicate just how extreme you have to have in terms of knowledge levels to be able to understand all the pensions options that may be available to you. This is not a do-it-yourself area. As I say, it is a minefield for the unwary.
Yeah. Well, millions of Britons have final salary pensions. How secure are these?
Well, you're right. There are millions of Britons on what are called final salary pensions. For anyone who doesn't have one, or even those who do, that is a pension based upon, generally speaking, a percentage of your final salary that will be paid to you as a pension. What's happening in those circumstances is that your employer and, generally speaking, the employee will have paid contributions into a scheme. And regardless of the amount of the fund that has been created on your behalf, there is a guaranteed pension based upon a proportion of your final salary, usually determined by the level of service you've had with that employer. With continuation of what have been ultra-low interest rates and, of course, ever-increasing life expectancy, the cost of funding the benefits for a guaranteed pension scheme have actually gone through the roof. And that has made it much harder for many companies to afford the promised payments. Take the BHS, the old British Home Stores, which we all know Mr. Green decided to sell for nothing and virtually, and then it's gone pop. companies like that with significant shortfalls can fail along with their pension schemes when the promised payments to be made, based upon actuarial calculations, doesn't have enough in the pot to actually meet those promises. And as a result, either pensioners get a much lower level of pension, or they lose their pension entirely, as has happened in many cases. So how secure are they? Well, they're only as secure as the creditworthiness, the viability of the business that's promising to pay the pensions. Now, members of failed final salary pension schemes do have a safety net with the UK government's Pension Protection Fund, but the compensation for that is capped and limited to 90% of the members' benefit. Although there is a safety net, investors aren't, pension holders aren't, generally speaking, properly or fully protected. So it is important to know that there is a risk involved. And of course, you need probably to have actuarial professional advice on the level of risk that your final salary scheme has.
Well, taking that into account then, Bill, is it worth considering transferring out of a company pension?
Well, as a consequence, really, of low interest rates, and low interest rates are a guide, if you like, to the level of government bonds and similar instruments that the pension payer can invest in to provide the guaranteed pension at the appropriate time. And of course, as longevity increases, the liability of the paying pension company also increases. So we've got into a set of circumstances now where, to reduce the liabilities, many companies are now offering people with final salary pension schemes exceptionally unusual, large sums of transfer values to leave the scheme, often calculated as a multiple of the future pension payment. And some payouts have increased from what was 3 years ago, probably 20 times your pension ago, 20 times your pension, up to about 40 times your pension today, doubled. So often running into hundreds of thousands of pounds. And if that is an option for you, and you have advice that suggests that that may be the route to go based upon all of the considerations, the quality of the pension, the tax considerations, if you carefully invest that money in those, from those high payouts, it could provide a retirement income that exceeds the original annual payment. And although transferring the fund could potentially prove more beneficial than drawing a guaranteed pension for life, the reverse is more likely. So it's absolutely crucial to fully understand the risks and implications before you take action. And that is where, you, in a final salary scheme, you, if you're going to take advice, it has to come from a regulated and registered with the Financial Conduct Authority of the UK individual who has qualified by examination and experience and skill to give you the advice which is appropriate to your circumstances.
Yeah. So, Bill, what about lifetime allowance? What is this, and does it affect expatriates, even if they're tax resident in Spain?
Yeah, the lifetime pension allowance is something that has caught out a lot of people who had not been aware of the fact that there was a cap. So once your combined UK pension benefits, and that excludes the UK National Insurance State Pension, once your UK pension benefits are valued at over just over a million, they breach the government's what's called lifetime pension allowance. Anything over that triggers UK taxation at the rate of 55%, 55%. It's an outrageous charge when taken as cash, or 25% as income, or transferred to a QRUPS. You know, remember we talked about the qualifying recognised overseas pension schemes, and that those charges are regardless of where you reside. And to give you an example of how unaware, generally speaking, pensioners are about this, in the period of 2017 to 2018, over 4,500 people were caught out paying over 185 million in tax penalties. So calculating the lifetime allowance isn't simple, because whilst 1.055 million, which is the cap, sounds like a lot, after decades of pension saving, and many people have got a collection of pensions from various employments or self-employment throughout their lifetime, and combined with investment growth, you could go over the limit without even realising it. Many people have got close to the limit, have a fully invested pension fund, and then completely outside their control, the market goes up by 10% this year, and If your pension fund was worth $950,000, for example, and you felt you were okay, suddenly you're not okay anymore. Suddenly you've tripped over the limit, and the excess is going to be charged to tax at these outrageous rates of tax. So, you know, those who are close to the limit should really consider the UK revenues protection options, if you like, and there you can get advice on that from your own advisor, or you can transfer to a QROPS, a qualifying retired, qualifying approved retired overseas pension scheme, and that will avoid, or at best avoid, but it will certainly reduce the liabilities, and in many cases it can avoid the liability. So I think the question of changing your pension fund from one that is at risk of exceeding the limit and therefore introducing huge tax charges against a pot that you put together yourself with your employer perhaps for maybe 30 or 40 years, and which is now, because of changes made by governments, is going to be charged at excessive rates of tax, is very well worthwhile talking to Blevins Franks about qualified recognised overseas pension schemes, because they are an out that not only avoids that cap on your fund value, it also opens up a whole world of new opportunities that aren't available with your existing pension scheme. Now, there isn't a one-size-fits-all, so this may very well not suit everybody, but without discussion with specialists who have skill and expertise in this area, you may miss a trick here. So it is worth looking out for a Blevins Franks advisor, one of the partners living local to you, to ensure that you get the benefit of a discussion of, as to whether or not your pension arrangements, the collection of them, or one large pension scheme, is put under the microscope to make sure you aren't at risk of what you expect to be your pension pot meeting your income for life, when suddenly there's a huge charge against any excess over this cap.
Yeah. Are there any other tax-efficient opportunities that expatriates can consider?
Well, as I sort of alluded to a moment ago, if you are in a final salary pension scheme and you are one of the lucky ones who can now get 40 times their annual guaranteed pension as a lump sum to transfer out, there is no question that you can, with careful advice, secure for yourself a much better level of income from that cash than you would get from the final salary pension scheme payer, because you have a much wider range of investment choices than would otherwise be the case if you stayed with the pension scheme. So, and also, of course, you have access to a significant volume of the cash within the pension fund, which doesn't exist once you have decided to take the guaranteed pension. So there is no question, in my opinion, that if you are able to receive, if you like, compensation from your pension scheme provider because they want to get rid of the liability, and you use those funds to buy yourself a pension, generally speaking, you will secure a much higher pension, and you'll have access to the cash and a much wider degree of control over the investments that are made on your behalf, and also a much wider range of investment choices and currency choices. So, you know, it isn't all green light. You do have to sit down with someone, as I say, who's regulated and registered and has got skills and expertise to tell you whether or not it suits the circumstances that you are in.
Yeah. Do you think that Brexit could change the pensions landscape for expatriates in the EU? And what about if there's a new UK government?
Well, I think we are going to have a UK government of one colour or another. There doesn't seem to be much question of that. Whether they can start to agree with anything is just a different consideration. But will whatever happens, and let's just assume for a moment that Brexit in one form or another will happen. If that does, then I do believe there will be some significant changes to the pensions opportunities. I talked earlier on about the opportunity of reinvesting the value of your pension funds or schemes into a qualified recognised overseas pension scheme, which would take you out of the UK restrictive provisions, give you much greater freedom, control and access to different investments and currencies. And at the moment, if you transfer, and I'm trying to simplify this, if you transfer your pension schemes funds in a collective form or in one big scheme from where they are now into a QROPS, for example, one that is offered to our clients at Blevins Franks, which is registered and regulated within the European Union, under the current EU rules, the UK do not charge anything for transferring those funds out of the UK's restrictive provisions into a less restrictive, much more suitable QROPS based in the EU. That's because we are part of the EU at this time, and there's going to be a transition period. How this will feature within the transition period, I can't be 100% sure, but it seems to me that that particular arrangement of transferring your funds without a penalty to a scheme domiciled in the EU will probably be included within some aspect of some period of the transition period. But of course, once we are finally through the Brexit process, and let's assume that that comes to an end at the end of 2020-21, then of course the opportunity to transfer your pension out of the UK into the UK is not going to get that benefit, because it seems to me that at the moment, if you transfer your pension fund out of the UK to a non-EU QROPS provider, there is a substantial tax charge on sending the money somewhere outside of the EU. Now, once we're no longer a member of the EU, there doesn't seem to me to be any reason why they would give you a benefit when we're no longer a member of that club. And it seems to me that this is another opportunity to stem the flow of funds out of the UK to overseas pension schemes like QROPS. And as you, I'm sure we're all aware, with the spending programmes that both sides of the, or all sides of the argument have promised, they're going to be looking to collect a significant amount of increase in tax, and pension schemes seem to have been an easy pot to dip into. So I can't see the benefit continuing once we are no longer members of the European Union of transferring your funds out of an existing scheme and into a qualified, recognised overseas pension scheme.
Okay, so what's your advice to people who are considering their pension options, and how can they be sure that they make the right decision for their family?
Yes, it is a very big step, this one. You know, how do you know that you're taking the right step unless you've really had sensible, objective, independent professional advice? You know, you may have done all your homework, made all your considerations, but as I've said many times, you know, when you're in a complex area like this, what you don't know, what you don't know. The idea of talking to Blevins Franks about your options is that we will know, I'm afraid, what you don't know, because that's what we have to do in our line of business. We are experts who are looking at changes in the pensions legislation, looking at the best opportunities for our clients to make any transfers that they may benefit from. And that kind of discussion about what is good for you in your current circumstances with your pension is something you can ascertain fairly quickly by a discussion with, a conversation with one of the Blevins Franks advisors. And generally speaking, they'll give you the initial meeting to try to determine whether there's any benefit in you making a transfer without it costing you anything. You're not under any obligation. Of course, if it all works in your favour, you're then told what it might cost you to make that transfer, and then that's for you to decide whether you want to do it or not, and they'll tell you what the benefits are. But I can guarantee you one thing, that Blevins Franks will not give you advice to make a transfer because it benefits Blevins Franks. That would be ridiculous. We are there to give you independent, objective and impartial advice to enhance the value of your pension fund for you and your family for the remainder of your life and your beneficiaries.
So how can people get in touch with you? I guess the website is the best place to start.
I think the website contains quite a lot of information about QROPS and about pensions, and I think it's worth looking at that first. There are articles in there that have been written by various members of the team at Blevins Franks. Some of these radio discussions are also on there, and it will give you at least an introduction into Blevins Franks and the services they provide. And of course, it will give you the location of the office closest to where you live. There will be an office, I'm sure, quite close to where you are. A phone call to them and a request to meet to discuss for a short while what your options on the pension front might be may very well enhance your pension fund and the income from it for you and your family and for those that come after you and your family, if you see what I mean. So I'd make a call. www.blevinsfranks.com has all the information.
Many thanks, Bill. We'll talk at the same time next week. I think we're going to be talking about why effective tax planning is so important.
Yeah, thanks, Howard. That's a challenging subject. Why effective tax planning is so important. I think most people would think it is important, but I think sometimes people believe that they've kind of got it right and it doesn't really affect them. 99% of the individuals coming to the office of Blevins Franks to talk about their tax position go away with an understanding that they're paying too much tax, and legitimately they can take action to reduce their tax commitment.
We look forward to that next week. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Take care.